in the early years, when I first started, there was little communication, direct communication, other than the telephone, between the Coast Guards and anybody else. The lifeboats, when I first started, had radios on board, but they were what they call MF radios, medium frequency radios, and could transmit over quite a distance. But the only people they had to communicate with what are called the coast radio stations. The coast radio stations were run by the GPO. They were not too frequently spaced around the coast of the UK. Luckily for us in the Solent area, we had one on the Isle of Wight, which was down at Knighton, and surprisingly known as Knighton Radio. And lots of people on the island, even to this day, can remember the masts, and there's still some of the masts about. As things progressed during the years, Knighton Radio did cease to exist and was taken over the communications by the Coast Guard. But in the early days, everything had to go through Knighton Radio, which was a matter of phoning. Well, at Benbridge, we couldn't actually communicate directly with Knighton Radio on the phone. We actually had to telephone our headquarters station at Needles, and then at Needles would telephone Knighton Radio and then pass the message to the lifeboat, and then the lifeboat would come back with its message to the Coast Guards at Needles, which would then be passed to Benbridge, and then we pass it to the OMSEC of Benbridge lifeboat. So, you know, you're not going to get quick communication. If that all worked efficiently, it was probably 10 minutes from sending a message out to getting the message back. However, as time progressed, VHF radios were brought in on the marine band, and the Coast Guard stations started to have VHF radios put in. And I can remember in the early days when those radios were installed at Benbridge, so as we got practice on them, we used to have to call one of our mainland stations up every hour during the night just to gain practice in using them. And we'd be there at 2:30 in the morning calling up Selsey Coast Guard, Benbridge Coast Guard, radio check. And if they weren't on duty, we'd call Calshot Coast Guard. But the whole idea was to get us using the radios. But yeah, they came in very effectively, and we could then talk directly to the lifeboats. And after a little bit, we could talk directly to the helicopters as well. Initially, the helicopters were only on UHF, and that meant we had another step in the chain to get a message through to them. But the lifeboats had UHF on, so you could send a message to the helicopter, but you had the Coast Guard to the lifeboat would send you a message to the helicopter and then it would come back again. So it worked, but it was long-winded, shall we say. Then, when they had the total reorganisation of the Coast Guard service, communications improved, because over a few years then, basically, the Coast Guards took over all the communications around the UK, radio-wise, and at that point, the GPO coast radio stations like Knighton Radio and that all faded away.